FARDC, they have retaken the locality of Walikale. It's a unilateral attack by the FARDC, so they did not need any support from UNESCO. They did that on their own, because 2 days ago, Raia Mutomboki, which is a militia group, has taken control of this town. So it looks like the counter-offensive by FARDC has been successful. They have not only retaken Walikale, but also other localities, such as the locality of Jingala, which is 48 kilometers from the Walikale center.
How is the coordination between MONUSCO and FARDC in fighting these M23 rebel groups who have taken over Bunagana and other areas and unwilling to surrender, putting people's lives in jeopardy?
Well, Bunagana was taken over by a movement that called itself M23, which is a splinter group from the CNDP, which is also a group of former soldiers from the FARDC. So they moved like toward the direction of Goma. They never reached Goma. But today, as we speak, the situation on the ground is kind of different, because M23, they are pulled back. Officially, from most of the locality they have controlled this past week, but they left behind their police force. So they have not completely pulled out of this town. But beside the M23, you also have a couple of armed groups, militia groups, Mai Mai groups, such as this one, the Mai Mai Raia Mutomboki, who took control of the locality of Walikale center and surrounding 2 days ago. As far as coordination between FARDC and MONUSCO, we have three types of operations. Unilateral operations by MONUSCO when it comes to protection of civilians. We have also joint military operations with the FARDC when it comes to controlling certain localities, but also the FARDC on their own, they can launch unilateral operations such as the one we have today against the Raia Mutomboki.
We also heard reports that some residents in the North Kivu provinces are speculating that the FARDC, some senior officials of the FARDC seem to have support or seem to have a soft spot for the M23 rebel groups. Is this a concern on the ground as you protect these unarmed civilians in those provinces?
But you have to understand that the leadership of the M23, most of those officers used to be FARDC officers. So they broke away from the National Army, but they all used to be former FARDC officers. So, of course, one will think that they still have contact within the National Armed Forces.
How is the humanitarian situation in these conflict-prone areas where FARDC and the M23 are clashing? Because, as you rightly put it, the MONUSCO's mandate is to protect all these unarmed civilians in those areas.
Well, each time you have those attacks, those clashes, the first to suffer are children, women, and the elderly. Since M23 has launched its attack on several localities, of course, we have an increased number of internally displaced people. So I will say that the last fighting has brought about 50,000 more internally displaced people, adding to the over 2 million that you already have in the region.
Now, is MONUSCO coordinating with its humanitarian partners to help or provide much-needed aid to all these internally displaced people?
Well, within the UN, we have the UN Humanitarian Coordination Agency, OCHA, which is in charge of coordinating the assistance to the internally displaced. What we are doing as MONUSCO is to provide security to the humanitarian groups, the humanitarian families, so that they'll be in a position to deliver assistance to those displaced people.